home, kids, now gather round. Grab along and sit right down. What's that smell? What's that sound? You're on fire, now hit the ground. It's the Campfire Shit Show. And now, your camp counselors, Bo Hufford and Meryl Climo.
Sorry that I was touched as a baby. And my mother's arms were warm. Not everyone had a cold childhood. So I thrive on trust and connection.
Let's get to what this is really about, which is okay. let's answer some Camper of the Week questions.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Here we go. Camper of the Week.
Okay. Well, let's get into let's just give a little bit more backstory. Thank you guys so much for writing in to Camper of the Week questions. We compiled a whole bunch. We're just going to do a few in this episode, and then down the road, we're going to do a bunch more.
So let's get into it.
Let's get into it. Okay, thanks.
Roll call! And now it's time for the Camper of the Week.
Okay. This person. Wait, Bo, you didn't write the names. I can't know the names.
I didn't write any names.
I know.
You wrote that.
Oh, okay.
Those aren't mine.
We don't know whose names they are, but.
Okay, yeah, I didn't write that.
Well, if they're your names, claim it and we will tag you.
Yeah, just say your name out loud.
Fuck. If you're Someone writes. This is so sucky because we don't know who wrote what. Okay, so.
Okay, Gary wrote.
Oh, everyone's going to get. What's your most irritated COVID moment? Ooh, that's a good one.
Oh, I have one.
Okay.
Well, there's two. One, I was at the gas station. I may have talked about this before, like the Mega Man story. But like...
Oh, yeah. And speaking of that, No one has claimed...
The $100 prize.
Yeah. And in fact, we have our own... Thank you for reminding me. We have our own podcast Civil War going on right now where there is a camp of people that are on my side. They're the civil annex. And they've said, no, you have not told that story before.
Okay. And then I have my team that says, like, you definitely told that story, but yes. And I'm going to find it, but there's 140 hours of episodes I have to go through.
So just to recap, Bo told a story about the Madman video game.
Mega Man.
Someone said that you've told the whole entire story before. I challenged our listeners and said, if you find that story before, $100. I will Venmo you $100 on the spot. No one has found it. I don't think it's real.
Okay. Anyway.
Thank you.
Go ahead. What were we saying?
What's your most irritated COVID moment?
Gas
station.
I was at the gas station and I was at least, so there were two cars, but there were like three pumps. So imagine this, three pumps wide. There was the pump in the center that was empty. I was on the far left. They were on the far right. And I got out and I was pumping gas and the person looked over at me and I made eye contact and they had a mask on. And then they looked at me and said they made the motion of like mask. And they were like mask. And I was like, oh my God. And I just turned away.
Good.
Because I'm like, I'm not putting my mask on. There's no other fucking humans around
here.
I'm sorry. I'm not doing this. And I was just like, I couldn't believe someone like looked at me like mask, please, mask.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck you, man.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
So that's a good one. I feel like it's so funny because I feel like there's just so much. It's also new and there's no playbook. So it's like people are just making up rules that they think are right for them. So, yeah, mine would probably be recently I was picking up food from a sushi place called Sugarfish.
Jesus, of course.
And I have a mask that is a clear shield mask.
Clear shield?
Which, according to scientists, are more effective than regular cloth masks.
Whatever site you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
They're all bullshit.
Bullshituniversity.com. And so the Sugarfish guy, when I had walked in, like, and this is, I could see if I was like wearing no mask and sneezing and stuff, but I was like 10 feet away from him already wearing a face shield. And the amount of like fear that he saw in me just having that face shield, it triggered me to like almost be angry at him. Like, what the fuck, dude? You're like a young person. And like he was so afraid. And he just said, basically, he was like backing away from me. And I'm like, I don't know. It was.
And then he realized you had a mask.
Yeah, he realized I had a mask. But he said, next time you're going to have to wear another. And I said, you mean a cloth mask? And he said, yeah. And I'm like, okay, even though there's like, you know, this one medically is like seen to be just as good. And he said, yeah. And then I said, okay, cool. And then I took my sushi and I ate it. But his amount of like just pure fear.
Disgust and fear.
And fear. Yeah, it really triggered me. It's a trigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope that he's doing well now.
Dies. That's what you hope.
No, no, no.
You hope that he dies of COVID.
No.
Okay. Next question.
Okay. Oh, this did you write this? No, I don't know. What amount? This is so funny. I genuinely get asked this a lot for real. What amount of money would it take you to have sex with each other?
Oh God, no. There's no money. There's
really?
No money. Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, that's I think you're lying.
No. How much money would it take you?
Bo, I'm not like I understand I'm not your type, but it's that's what I think you're
$1 million. $1 million. Life changing money, maybe. Like $5 million, $10 million.
Okay. I understand that.
Okay, $10 million.
Okay.
$10 million.
You're a lot different than I am.
You would just have sex for $20.
No. I think like the fact that's just ridiculous to me. I think there's, I was, cause I saw this question come in and I think there was two answers before we started working together.
Okay. What would that be?
$7.
Okay. So you were down to clown then.
Probably. Yeah.
But then we started working together and you realized.
And now it's gotten to the point where now it would have to be a sizable amount.
Yeah.
Genuinely. And I respect your answer so much. Mine would probably be like a healthy down payment on a house. So like $50,000, $45,000, $50,000. That's what I would say. I'm sorry ours are so disparity.
No. I'm probably being a little bit extreme, but like.
I understand.
It would just have to be like life-altering money because I know it would ruin our friendship.
Yes.
Because you would be like, that dick is so good. And that's why I say that.
Dev, how much? Let me Google the annual amount of therapy that would have. We get this a lot though because we've gotten before. Even just like kissing. And I think I was like,
people love this question. They love to put us in an awkward situation.
Okay. What is the biggest lesson you've learned from past relationships? Oh, damn.
Ooh.
I wouldn't say I've learned it.
Okay. The biggest lesson you've learned from past relationships. I would say
only have sex with someone if it's $45 million.
I would say be honest and trust. Trust and honesty. That's God, what I would say.
We've had different. Mine is like never trust anyone.
Never trust and never be honest.
So trust and honesty.
Yeah, because I think that's the key. That's the key to every relationship. Is like, don't pull your bullshit from other relationships into the new one. So trust that they're not going to be that. And honesty and just being like, tell them what you want. Tell them what you're thinking. Tell them how you feel in the most genuine and kind way. And I think that it'll work.
Interesting.
Yeah. How about you, Meryl?
I don't know, because like it's been very different ones from a couple ones ago. It was like learn to cut the cord when something is really done.
Okay, you didn't learn that lesson clearly.
And the last one was almost like I was so distraught when the relationship before ended. So it was almost more like learn that it's okay, like you're going to be okay if something ends.
Yeah,
but I feel like I haven't really learned my lesson on either one. So that's. Yeah, I haven't learned because like the last one, trust wasn't I shouldn't have had trust. I'll just I would have been foolish to trust. But okay, that was it. Okay. Yeah. Worst restaurant experience ever.
Okay. I got it. I just thought of this first thing. Okay, so here it is. I was this is when I was probably in college and I was meeting with some friends and we went to. And we were driving someplace and we stopped at a truck stop, which automatically you're not going to get great service. Mm-hmm. Right. But we stopped in and at that time I probably had worse eating habits than I do now. And that's not a good sign. I ordered a chili dog. Okay. Mm. Like a hot dog with chili on top of it. Right. And I said a chili dog with no onions. And then the waiter came back and I say waiter, but I just mean it's like some lady who decided she was going to work in a truck stop.
Yeah. Right?
And so she comes back and she's giving everybody the food. She puts my food down. It's a hot dog with chili on it, but it's got a bunch of fucking onions on it. Right. And I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, and I was nice about it. I was just like, I didn't want onions. She's like, oh, you didn't? I'm like, no, ma'am. I really hate raw onion. Like I just do.
Yeah.
She fucking reached down. She grabbed the onion with her hands.
No.
And then grabbed it and then threw it on like a plate. Like whoosh.
She touched the onions with her hands.
She touched my chili dog with her raw fingers. And she just like just threw them over to the side. She's like, no onions.
And okay,
holy fuck.
I think they're called ombudsman or what are the record keepers. I just want to tell people I have heard the story
before. Okay, I thought so.
But yes, I understand, so. But I just want to let people know, because I know their little tippy typings, their little fingers are tippy typing, ready to say.
Okay.
I have heard the story before, but.
All right.
This is your worst restaurant experience.
That is my worst restaurant experience.
I have never had someone like reach into my actual plate and take out. It was so gross. That's next level for sure. It was
so gross.
So did you continue to eat the
onion? No, I fucking couldn't eat it.
Really?
No, I was like, no, I'm good. I'm like, I actually told her, I was like, I'm sorry. Like, can you just get me a new one? I mean, it's a bad sign though. She didn't go in the back and like make something nice. She she went back there and probably fucking made it worse.
Damn.
And, yeah, it was a bummer. I mean, we just had that really bad experience at that Shabu Shabu place.
Yeah.
Yeah, with fucking Rachel. That
we
bitch.
Had a woman that definitely oversold us. We paid about, I think, $30 more than we should have. Yeah. And that she was very, I mean, how much do you think though? Because I think we could have thought that she was rude, but to me, it's also, I don't know. She's wearing a mask. It's kind of tough.
I get it.
The COVID regulations.
I
understand.
But she was still kind of a, you know.
She was bitchy. She was a bitchy.
Well, how about yours? What's yours?
So, okay, this sounds ridiculous, but I've never actually had a bad.
Oh, my God.
I've never had one.
Come on.
What I'm going to say is my worst restaurant experience I brought upon myself, because I dined and I dashed in Las Vegas once at a very expensive restaurant where, like, we ordered steak and loaded baked potatoes and all this kind of stuff.
And myself and my two girlfriends.
It was a very nice piano bar. And then the bill came and it was like over $300.
And you left.
Yeah. And we scaled like the side of the building.
Wow.
So we all left. It was in my college days. And so I was in, it was in my shoplifting days where I'm like, let's apply this to restaurants. And so.
Let's apply this to
So we had to order big and we did, you know, shrimp cocktail,
just,
all this
jump ship.
Ribeye, all that stuff.
And how'd then we get out? How do you get out of that?
Genuinely, one at a time. So I was the most confident of the group. So I said, you two, I was with two
you
of
guys
their girlfriends.
Go, and then
you
I'll
guys
leave.
Go. I'll act like I'm confused or something. You know, you guys do your thing. Go back to our hotel room. So they left and I gave it about 10 minutes. And then I was like confused, looking at my phone, blah, blah, blah. And then I kind of just got up in like a hurry and a scurry and I left. And then there was like the only way you can get out without the casino cameras was scaling the building. So
I went. That's what you did?
Yeah. So I went outside the building and kind of like shuffled my way.
How did you know that? There are cameras everywhere.
I had just peeked.
Wow.
I had peeky weekied.
Wow.
So that was my worst experience.
That's true. And then the waiter's like, you ask them, what's your worst? Well, there was this girl. And
what if she got fired and then she got relegated to like working at a truck stop and serving people onion chili dogs?
And then clearing off the onions. She's the onion cleaner. Oh, God.
How much money would it take you to have sex with an onion hot dog?
Wait. Oh, it's a different question.
How much money would it take you to shove a chili dog in your sphincter?
Oh, I don't think I would do that.
Really? If there was no medical issues?
Okay, $5 million.
We're radically different.
No, you're saying, oh yeah, because you probably get hot dogs put in your asshole all the time. But, I mean, okay, so I don't know. Okay, to put a hot dog in my asshole?
If you knew there would be no kidney related.
I can't even imagine this question.
If you knew dialysis was not going to be one of the outcomes, how much would it take you?
I don't know.
You're vastly
not that much money.
Must be like, nice privileged white man.
To get fucked by a hot dog? Yeah, I don't know.
Relish the experience. Okay, relish. Sorry. Okay. Oh my God, this is perfect. And this leads us to something this person, Gary, wants to know. Do you
Gary.
Bo, specifically for Bo.
Bo?
Do you actually shave your balls?
Yes. Yes, of course. I trim them. I trim.
But you trim with
Manscaped. Yes, of course. Listen, I got that thing, and I'm not just kidding. I know we do the ads for it, but like honestly, that shit works.
It does.
I trim my fucking balls. I make sure that everything is clean and tidy, and that way when someone's supple lips are wrapped around my cock, they don't have to worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Or if the hot dog is just grazing that area.
Or the hot dog.
The two buns wrapped
I want to make sure there's no onion all over my hot dog. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you more. This is
Please turn this into an ad.
Just like
please
a hot dog, we're going to insert.
Ad.
Yes.
Yes, insert this.
We wanted to tell you that autumn is in the air and Manscaped is here to ensure you don't carve your pumpkins when you're grooming. By pumpkins, we actually mean your boys downstairs. In fact, Manscaped is on a mission to change the way you approach caring for your balls.
Uh-huh.
And great news, they just released their products in the UK, Canada, and Australia. And we actually do have listeners. Actually, that's great.
Would you please turn your phone off?
That's actually Manscaped telling us about.
Oh, they were just texting you. Yep. Being like, oh, don't forget to say these points.
Yes. So go ahead. One of them is the Lawnmower 3.0. It's a trimmer that offers replaceable ceramic blades with advanced skin-safe technology.
That's awesome. I've used it. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
We've talked ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum.
The Weed Whacker, which is the ear and nose hair trimmer.
Oh, yeah. Trim that shit up.
Mm-hmm. The crop care kit is the ball deodorant.
Have you ever... Let me.
Okay, yeah, we'll take a break, and then we'll go back to the ball crop mop ball wipes. Please go on. But before you go on, really quickly, to ask me this question. Yeah. I just want people to know that you can go to manscaped.com, and you can use the code campfire, and then you get 20% off. And for millennials and bougie people, I just want you to know that the formulations are vegan, cruelty-free, dye-free, sulfate-free, and paraben-free, so you know that your manhood is in good hands.
Nice. Let's get back to the show.
Okay. So what were you going to offer me or ask me?
What's the next question from our camper?
Okay, the genuine question was, does Bo actually for real wash his balls, which I can't believe.
I do wash my balls, of course. Yeah. I wash my balls.
Wash and trim them. Come on. Okay.
Does Jack shave his balls?
No.
They're hairy.
He's blessed with it not being too bad.
Okay, so it's not too hairy, but he doesn't shave and you wish he would. A smooth ball in your mouth. You don't even understand. I don't understand.
There'd
either.
Be nothing against him going to manscaped.com and entering in the code campfire to get 20% off. I'm just saying that.
I appreciate that.
But I do love, I've told you many times, we went to one of our friends to Joshua Tree. It was myself and Jack and another person. And I was explaining to this person that I really don't like to make out and I would rather teabag than have a make out session. And that's a scenario where people should have their balls
fucking shaved.
Tight and ready. Yeah.
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 Get it ready. Mm-hmm. Come on, boys.
Okay. In what ways would you be a horrible parent?
In what ways would you be a horrible parent?
Yeah, oh. Just rewind back the last 3 minutes. Oh, God. You go first.
I'm probably... I think I would be a good parent in a lot of ways, but in some ways I'm a little selfish, maybe a little selfish with my time. I think I'd be a good dad.
I think you'd be a very good dad.
Yeah, I don't think there's really anything. I think if I was a dad, I would be like that guy that was like, all right, here we go, let's commit.
Yeah, you'd be a nice dad for sure. Oh my God,
how about you?
I have like two ways that I'd be a good parent.
Many ways that you wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm selfish. I feel like I could possibly have like the murder impulse. Like I don't fully trust myself not to shake it to death. Yes. I don't know. I'm struggling to think of ways that I would be like a very good parent.
Well, I think that's honest. Yeah. Good for you.
It's honest. Let's see. Wait, hold on. This is okay. Oh, this is a good one. What takes up way too much of your time, or like what's the biggest way that you waste time?
Oh, I already know. I know this one.
What is it?
I play video games too much.
Yeah, you do.
I do. I know I do. I love video games. I've loved them since I was a kid.
Which one's Call of Duty? MedMen?
No, MedMen?
Medical Men?
MedMen?
Yep.
No, I play video games enough to where if like I just stopped playing video games, I'd probably be a billionaire or something.
Really?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. But I do love them. I love the puzzle solving. I love that kind of stuff.
Do you think though it's an escape? Because my answer would be scrolling on TikTok.
It might be an escape.
Stress reliever.
It might be. Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. What is a stereotype that you completely live up to?
What is a stereotype I completely live up to?
Yeah, I'm going
to... You answer first.
Can I answer for you?
Yeah.
I feel like creative bald guys always love Japanese women. Like, why does every person in animation like love Japanese women?
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, fine. Then that's mine. What's yours?
Jewish? Maybe like that I have like... I'm too close with my mother and father. Like Jewish. Mommy and daddy. Like the Jewish...
Everything Jewish, I just say yes to you. Everything Jewish.
What do you mean everything Jewish you say?
Every Jewish stereotype is you.
But I'm not a penny pincher. When have you seen me clipping a coupon?
And then it cuts over to you just like cutting a coupon.
I think that's a big one that I haven't really related to is like being a stingy Jew.
Okay.
Write in if you feel differently. I would just say maybe the stereotype of Jewishness is like neuroses, which I definitely have.
Maybe
like
a little
hypochondriac.
Like, a little catty. A little catty. Yeah, a little catty. Maybe a little gossipy.
Oh, yeah. Like what the neighbors are up to. Yeah, like, I love to share a good secret.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you know
yeah,
I do.
I think you are. Yeah, I do.
Okay, we have two more. What was the most insulting thing someone has ever said about you that was actually true?
Oh.
Dang, you guys cut to the core.
I know. Maybe something about my weight.
Has anyone ever said anything about your
oh,
weight?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, of course.
But I feel like you really don't have an issue with your weight.
Well, maybe that's true, but like when I was younger, I'm saying.
Like, what'd they say?
Oh, well, somebody said like, I know I told you the story, right? On episode 72? I remember... I remember somebody saying like, when, yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm not going to talk about it.
You're literally telling the story.
It cuts too hard. It cuts too hard. So it's
Bo,
it's
come on.
So what was the question?
Get some shaved balls and tell us.
What's the question?
What was the most insulting thing someone has said about you that was actually true?
I don't know. How about you? You go first this time.
I'm trying to honestly think the only thing that's like ever hurt my feelings is you and I have a mutual friend. Her name is Beth, and I worked with her for many years at the Belly
Up.
Yeah. And she's one of my really good friends to this day, but she can have a very like, you know, out there sense of humor or just kind of mean. And like one time many, many, many years ago, we were at a dinner table and she kind of said something like, like it was when I had first started Belly Up and I wasn't making that much money. And she had said something like, well, Meryl doesn't care about money or something like that, which is like, it's vastly different now, but it's something that has like always stuck with me. Mm. She just said it in a very like dismissive kind of like, you know, when people just almost wrap up like how they think they know you.
Yeah.
And
I
even though it's really, I mean, that was more than a decade ago, but that's something that like, has always stuck with me, and even though like she wouldn't know it now or even recognize
I have things
it now,
like that.
You do?
Yeah, of course.
What's an example?
I'm not going to talk about them because I know people listen to the podcast, but like,
where people just like say a thing of like you're this way, and it's
right.
Like they label you as this way, and it's not actually that true.
Yeah, I think the problem with people like you and I is like people assume that we don't have feelings.
Yeah.
And that's always
because
tough.
I mean, I get it. It's so funny because like that's what sticks with me. But all the time I get like, Meryl's crazy, blah, blah, blah. But that I know where that comes from. But it's more like the way she said it was so it just like wasn't good.
Right.
And it's so funny because she's one of my best friends to this day.
Sure.
But the way she had labeled it, it made me almost feel like that was really like an impetus of like, let me get better with money because it kind of like, you know, hurt my feelings.
Yeah. So, I get that.
Okay. Has anyone had ever said anything insulting about
for sure
your balls?
No. Speaking of Manscaped, 20% off for the coat. Yeah, no.
Okay. Last
people
one.
Love my balls. That's the truth. I've never had a woman say like, I don't like your balls. Maybe you don't say that thing.
I've never told a man I hate your balls.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So I don't think most people would say that. I have had women say like, I like what you got. You know?
Yeah.
And that's good. That's great.
So that's not insulting.
No, I know. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the opposite of like you saying like, did anybody say that they didn't like your balls? I'm like, no.
I know.
Nobody says that.
No.
Nobody goes, I really don't like your balls, but let's keep fucking.
I also wonder, do you think I feel like, Bo, tell me if I'm wrong, maybe you've been the person that have said
probably.
Insulting stuff to people that still sticks with them.
I think I probably said too honest of things sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I actually was thinking that. I was thinking that maybe I'm the person that was like, well, you want the truth? Here it is. And they
were
like, I actually didn't even ask for the truth.
And it was insulting.
Well, I don't think it was insulting. It was just too honest. I'm not trying to be insulting. I'm just honest.
But what if it's honest from your perspective only?
Okay.
And not
I will accept.
Your
truth.
Accept.
Okay. You want to throw me under the bus? That's fine, Meryl. That's fine.
Okay. Last one.
Mm-hmm.
I had, not me, someone writes in, I had horrible sex with someone with a tiny penis.
Oh my God.
But this is great. How do you friend zone a tiny penis man after already having sex with them? I'm going to shut my computer because we're done with them. So about how have like women friend zoned you? That's a good one. The same way you would friend zone anyone, just say like, I don't, for whatever reason, I think.
Why can't we be honest?
Without, you have a tiny penis.
No. Don't say it like that. Just be like, hey, I'm not feeling it. I'm just not feeling
literally.
It. Like, literally.
You have nothing, I've tried every position.
You have just nothing not for me to feel.
I don't know. I mean, that's a tough one. I would just say, yeah. I mean, I would probably use the same thing of like, it's just not.
Just don't ghost them. Don't ghost them.
No.
Holy fuck. Don't ghost them.
They already have so little in their life.
I know.
I would just say, I see you as a good friend. There's a man with a larger penis.
Oh my God.
He's going to break my heart, but I'd rather him rail me.
I think you should probably say something more along the lines of like, I wasn't feeling that connection that I was looking for. And I wish you the best and thank you so much. But like, thank you. That's it.
Yeah.
And if they say, oh, what? Oh my God. But like, we had sex. You'd be like, if they really push you, you'd be like, yeah, you just didn't really fill up my cavities. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I had one a few partners back where I suggested a wedge pillow.
Shut up. They weren't big.
No, they were not big.
They were small. And so you said, give me a wedge pillow so I can like, get the right angle.
The old hee-haw.
The old hee-haw.
As my grandmama said. And I said, let's buy this pillow that supposedly will...
make your ass ramp up so that your dick feels bigger. Yes. To me.
And they said, why would we need that?
And you were like, because you got the smallest fucking dick I've ever had.
Yeah.
Did you and say then, that?
No, they were adverse to the pillow, so I just found another fellow.
Oh,
say no boy. To the pillow, say next to the pillow. Oh my God. Oh, that's a tough one.
It is. I mean,
radical
nobody,
honesty.
Nobody did anything bad to get a small dick. Nobody like made a bad decision in their life and they're like, ah, bippity boppity small dick. You know, it's right. Like, it's not like that. So I feel bad for someone who has like, you know, like you said earlier, a micro penis or a small penis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But like... Get the pillow.
Get the pillow and like, yeah, realize your own
you
setbacks.
You know you got a small dick. I'm sorry. You've seen other dicks on porn. Come on.
Yes. If you look vastly different, then get rid. Then have the pillow ready.
I mean, I feel like I watch porn. I'm like, oof, that guy. Whoo, that guy's got something going on there. But like a lot of times I'm just like, oh, that's average.
I can't believe that when I look back, we really had a major porn star on our show. Small Hands.
Major.
Yeah.
Oh, and,
Joanna Angel. We've had two major porn stars on our show.
Yeah.
Do I look at their work and support them? Yes.
You know, here's the thing is like, you know, do you ever have like porn crushes? Like there's a person you're like, yeah.
I would say there's a brother and a sister duo out there that I tend to, I like their work. Yeah.
I got a porn crush and she's definitely had fucking sex with small hands. And it just makes me go. Oh.
Is it the Kira whatever?
Nope.
Who is it?
I got a new one. I'm stepping it up.
Who is it?
She's a sweet, sweet well, something.
This could be also a s'more.
Okay, here's my little s'more. Are you ready?
Okay, yeah.
Let's do the song and I'll tell you. The porn star I want to sleep with. Here we go. Boom. See that boo and zoom bop bo, and now it's time for a little bit s'more. All right, do you have any? Do you have a little s'more? A porn star s'more? Who would you fuck?
Lana Rhodes.
Lana
Do you know who
Rhodes.
She is? She's
no.
gorgeous. Oh my no. God, she's gorgeous.
Venus Sky.
Oh, that's the fake name.
No, of course. They're all fake names. Is Small Hands his birth given name?
No, his name is Aaron. No, I have airplane mode on, but I'll check it out. Venus Sky.
Yeah. She's cute. I mean,
is she Japanese?
Yeah, she's probably gonna. No, I think she's Chinese, but it doesn't matter. She's Asian. And I realize I probably have a thing, and that's okay. You know, I'm dealing with it.
Ew.
She's cute. That's not her. That's a man. Oh, you just pulled up a picture of a man. All right. Anyway, we love you. Thank you so much.
Love you
Go
guys.
Watch some porn for yourself, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay. Bye bye.
This episode of Campfire Shit Show was produced by Bo Hufford and Meryl Climo. It was edited by Bo Hufford, and the theme song was composed and sang by your friendly camp director, me, PB&J. If you've got a question or you want to be the next camper of the week, email us at campfireshitshow@gmail.com. Say hi to Bo and Meryl on Instagram @campfireshitshow, and please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes. Well, kids, it's time to pack up the camp and put out the fire. But don't don't you worry. We'll see you soon on another episode of the Campfire Shit Show.